The Eagles host the Packers on Monday Night Football. It's a game that both teams need badly. Now, last Sunday night, the Eagles were fans of the Green Bay Packers, hoping they might beat Washington. Unfortunately, the Packers lost 42-24. So to preview the upcoming matchup, we bring in Mike Spofford, senior writer for Packers.com. And Mike, I understand that Aaron Rodgers has received a lot of criticism this season. But when you look back to Sunday night's game against Washington, how much of the blame do you assign to him for the result?
I think it's pretty hard to assign blame to Rodgers. He put up a 115 passer rating, threw for three touchdowns. They didn't take advantage of all the opportunities they had on offense. They had a second and three at the six-yard line in the second quarter. You're really hoping to get a touchdown there instead of settling for a field goal. Probably the biggest thing that they were frustrated with offensively was starting off so slowly. Three consecutive three and outs to start the game offensively, which actually I heard is the first time that's ever happened to Rodgers in his career to start a game like that. Three consecutive possessions with no first down. So that's, I think, the biggest thing they're working on offensively is trying to start the game faster, because once Rodgers gets into a rhythm, this offense has shown, even during this losing streak, that they can score some points.
Mike, for years, pretty much over the last decade, this has been one of the best offenses in the entire league. Why do you think it struggled so much in 2016?
Well, there's been a lot going on. Certainly the injuries haven't helped. Mike McCarthy really tried to build this offense in training camp on a really strong running game with Eddie Lacy. And then in the first month of the season, you lose Lacy for a long stretch of time here. Packers still don't know if they're going to get him back before the end of the season. But then you also lost your number two running back in James Starks. So Mike McCarthy got into rotating wide receivers into the backfield to try to take some carries or catch the flare out passes, trying to really get creative on offense to keep things going. And there's been a lot of fits and starts. Now there's also dealing with some injuries on the offensive line, which doesn't help the situation. But when you look at the overall production, the points week to week for the most part have been there. Yes, they've left some points out there and they've had opportunities for more. But really where this team, in my opinion, is struggling is on the defensive side. The defense in this four-game losing streak is just not helping the offense out and giving them a chance, particularly in the fourth quarter against Washington, giving them a chance to get the ball back with a shot to win the game.
Mike, I want to get more into the defense in a moment, but one of the bright spots for Green Bay this season has been the return of wide receiver Jordy Nelson, leads the league with 9 touchdown receptions. Is he a different player in any way coming back from that ACL injury, which cost him the 2015 campaign?
Yeah, I think we're seeing Jordy Nelson still really getting back to his old self in a lot of ways. He's made some big plays on the season, but he's not really the fully explosive old Jordy that we've seen. And from what we've heard from the coaching staff, that's sort of, to be expected in the first year back after missing an entire year with the ACL. You mentioned the 9 touchdown catches. Aaron Rodgers still looks to Jordy Nelson. He wants him to be his guy, certainly in the red zone. He's making a lot of plays, getting the ball in the end zone. I don't think Jordy Nelson is still back to his old self. I think a guy coming off of the injury that he had and the position that he plays, you have to be patient. And throughout the season, we've seen progress of Jordy getting back to the 2014 Jordy Nelson that put up the astronomical numbers. And I still think Jordy Nelson can do that in this offense with Aaron Rodgers.
Mike, let's delve into that defense. You recapped it so well on Packers.com. Over 500 yards allowed to Washington. 42 points. I think it's 30 points or more in 5 of the past 6 games. What's gone on with the defense? Is it the injuries? Is it the scheme? Is it a little bit of both? What's your explanation for it?
Well, there's a couple of things going on. Certainly the injuries, as I mentioned on the offense, the injuries on the defense haven't helped. The Packers have been missing their top two cornerbacks, Sam Shields and Demarius Randall, for the bulk of the season. That's forced a lot of other younger corners who were expected to play, nickel and dime roles and play 20, maybe 25, 30 snaps a game. Those guys are now playing 55, 60, 65 snaps. They're out there the entire ball game. The other thing is that the defense is not taking the ball away. Dom Capers' defenses over the years have predicated themselves on taking the football away, generating turnovers. Even in 2011, when the Packers went 15-1 in the regular season, yardage-wise, the defense was ranked near the bottom of the league, but they were first in the league in interceptions, and that was a big reason the Packers were able to go 15-1, along with, obviously, Aaron Rodgers winning his first MVP award. So when this defense is not taking the ball away and with the injuries they're dealing with, they're going to struggle. And in this current four-game losing streak, three out of the four games, no turnovers on the defensive side, and the opposing quarterbacks have put up huge numbers.
Lots of fascinating storylines to follow for this Monday night's game. Mike Spofford, senior writer from Packers.com, thank you very much for taking us behind enemy lines, presented by Gatorade here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Behind Enemy Lines is presented by Gatorade. Win from within.